This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
Today's passage is from Psalm 80. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. When Jesus referred to himself as a vine, he used a metaphor that was understood better by his original audience than by people today. That's because they knew the deep roots of this image in Scripture. In the Old Testament Scriptures, the nation of Israel was often compared to a vine. We see this in today's Bible reading. When Israel took possession of the promised land, it was as if God planted a choice vine in the fertile soil he had cleared for it. But as Psalm 80 also describes, the vine that initially flourished in the land eventually shriveled and was cut down. That happened because of the people's disobedience. Prophets record how the promise of God's vineyard broke his heart. In Jeremiah 2, God laments, "I had planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt wild vine?" And Isaiah 5 describes how God would punish the vineyard of Israel for producing only bad fruit. Jesus, however, became the true vine. He lived the life of perfect obedience that Israel and all of us were supposed to live. And his death is the only thing that restores sinful people to God's original purpose of a fruitful life. The blood he shed on the dead wood of the cross makes the wilderness of our unfaithfulness a fruitful garden again.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.